There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good.
How are you feeling? You're feeling good, 7 after the hour on Tuesday, the 24/3/24/15, another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a focus now. Ken Kessler and I doing double, I don't know if we're doing double duty, but we're doing duty. We are dutiful and doing... We're dutiful and we're doing our duty. Mm-hmm. All right. There's a double duty. I remember having a dog. His name was Rudy, and we called him Double Duty Rudy. So we're doing the work of four people, because normally there are, in most hours of the program, four people. Now there are two. Kenny monitors social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. I think yesterday there was a lot of action aimed at Ted Cruz. There were a lot of comments. Is that the case in the last 24 hours as well?
Yeah, it sure is.
So you want to run through some of them, because now the question is, or at least the question, one of the questions yesterday, other than just his general overall competence, was whether he was qualified to run as somebody who was born in Canada. What I've learned in the last 24 hours, obviously we know as Americans that you can't be president unless you're born in America. And that was the big to-do with Barack Obama, and still nobody seems to have figured out whether he was actually born in America or not. So the Ted Cruz presidential story, which begins in Canada, and we're on part two of that, day two. Kenny, what do you have?
Lou says, my Texas birth certificate trumps Cruz's Canadian birth certificate, and my college degree trumps Walker's high school diploma. Maybe I should run for president.
That's right. I forgot about Walker having. But that's not necessarily. There are a lot of people who don't have college degrees that are very smart, and they are well-learned. They can have done a lot of things experientially. You can read a lot. You can glean a lot from watching and observing other people. I don't think just because you have a college degree that that qualifies you for being smarter than, better than. In some circumstances, in many, hopefully in most, it does. But I think that's a specious argument. I don't think he's the guy anyway. The more I thought about it, yesterday, I got a lot of emails from some reason or another about Jeb Bush and why it is that we wouldn't support him. Why haven't talk radio hosts lined up behind him? Because he's not conservative enough. Well, this is not a program. I'm not a political pundit, and I'm not really turned on by talking a lot about politics on the air. It's interesting as an anecdotal sort of feature, because there are great human interest stories here. And I think that many times, anyway, for my money, Rand Paul would be the spoiler here. And he's the only one that I see anywhere who has the qualities and features of who I really want to see as president of the United States. All right. Having said that, that's one person's opinion. You can have yours. You can share it with us at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, or as Kenny goes through his comments, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. So let's keep going, Kenny.
Sure. Libby says, as a conservative myself, I am not a fan of Ted Cruz. Right now, I see very little in the GOP field that instills confidence in me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a Santorum-ish sort. A lot of things there that just don't add up. He's very, I think he's plastic. I don't know that he's immature. I just think he's disingenuous. He doesn't even look like, and that's a horrible thing to say, so maybe I shouldn't say it. I was going to say he didn't look like, well, if I say it, then I've said it, right? So I won't say it. You say something, Kenny.
Paul says, Ted Cruz will be so bad that he will make the rest of the GOP look sane.
Ha! Now, that's interesting. Yeah, okay. How'd he get to be the senator from Texas anyway? his tea family must money. Have moved back. Well, he's a Tea Party person. Yeah, that means basically the Koch brothers got him elected. That's really what that means. So that means that he fits into that mold. Yeah, okay. I have a lot of respect for what the Koch family has done. I don't necessarily like the way they use their money, but the law allows them to do it. The problem isn't theirs. The problem is ours because we allow the law to be passed and adopted, and we've enabled it to stay going because nobody has questioned the sanity of the Citizens United ruling. And then the other one after that, which basically makes it open country, open season for anybody who wants to run, bring in as much money as you can, and you'll be the winner. All right, what else have you got?
Sterling says, Ted Cruz is part of the problem with the establishment GOP. I'm waiting for him to clearly establish how he's going to do any of the things he has already said he will do, like shrink spending, reduce the size of government, and lower my taxes.
So, one of the things that would bother me about somebody like this that is so secular in nature, I had forgotten that he announced at Liberty University in Lynchburg, which is, for those of you who are listening in Lynchburg, I love you, but Liberty University, Jerry Falwell, that bunch, way too right of center to bring in. You see, that's the other practical side of this. You got to bring, and this is what's wrong with the system that we have. I think primaries are great, but we don't have enough people getting out to vote. So you get the lunatic fringe on both sides that seem to commandeer. Like on the Democratic side, they want to have Elizabeth Warren. That's what Barack Obama apparently wants, Elizabeth Warren to be the standard bearer. She's not going to get anything done. What you do when you elect a right-wing crazy or a left-wing nutbird is that you get what we have right now, complete polarization. You want more of that? Then vote for Elizabeth Warren on one side or guys like Cruz on the other. If you haven't figured that out yet, now it's time to sober up and get the real message here. All right? So that's how that works. But one of the most important or interesting things is this whole discussion of immigration. We have a different, you know, there are a lot of immigration problems. But Ted Cruz, many people feel, is an immigrant. And so how is it that he's not worried because he's born in Canada? All right, that's something to chew on a little bit as we chew more on immigration. Reporter Liz Peek is here with us next on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on SKU 300469 in store and online as 328 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heel on Wheels. Wait, Heel on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030. I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
I'm Doug Steffen. Liz Peek with us. She spent 20 years on Wall Street as a top-ranked research analyst specializing in oil field companies. And she was one of the first women to become a partner in a Wall Street firm. Recently, she's written extensively for a number of publications, the Fiscal Times and Fox News, New York Sun, Wall Street Journal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So she recently wrote, quote, federal agents raided 37 sites in Southern California, which appear to have provided thousands of Chinese women the chance to give birth to babies on U.S. soil in exchange for fees of up to $60,000. This is an angle, Liz, that we haven't really paid much attention to lately, but yet it's a very important aspect of this, isn't it?
Good morning. Yes, I think it's a one aspect of our immigration policy that is outdated and facilitates not just this birth tourism industry, which is sort of repugnant on many fronts, but also is now the largest reason or the number one reason why the population of undocumented people in the United States continues to grow. So it's kind of a two-pronged thing. First, I don't think anyone really thinks it's appropriate to have people paying money to come here to basically have sort of an ace in the hole. I mean, these Chinese people can go home, but should something disruptive happen in China, they know that they can come here, and these children, once they become 21 years old, can also bring in their parents and other assorted family members. So it's sort of a, you know, it's really not really what we intended.
So what do we what do we do to plug this loophole, and who's paying attention to it in Washington?
Well, it's not a loophole. It's actually a constitutional amendment. And what has to happen is that someone has to propose an amendment to that amendment. And in fact, that has happened on and off over the years. Unfortunately, right now, conversations on all sides of the immigration front are so toxic that no one really can come together on anything. But there's no question that this provision, by the way, makes us an outlier. It's only the United States and Canada in the developed world that still have a policy that any child born on our soil is automatically a citizen. Nobody else does that in Europe or any other developed countries. But, you know, it's I think there's a pretty widespread recognition that this is not what this law was intended or this constitutional amendment was intended to produce.
And there's thousands of these babies who have been born here, too. The more you look around, I'm just nosing around here a little bit. 10,000 babies were born in the United States that had Chinese connections last year.
Yes, and that's just one country. I mean, if you put, you know, as you can imagine, it's also a pretty popular thing with wealthy Arabs and Russians. And anyone whose own circumstances are somewhat uncertain. Heaven knows in Russia, if you're a wealthy person these days, you know, your life is very uncertain. And how great it is to be able to come to this country with a child that is a citizen, which is, you know, a very good possibility. So, yeah, no, this is not working for us, but, you know, there's a great many aspects of our immigration policy that are not really serving the interests of the United States, and that's kind of presumed to be our objective, right?
So, well, yeah, exactly. We used to be able to bring people. I remember I was in college, brought in people that went on to stay here and work in the computer industry, work in the oil industry, work in areas where we needed some help. And that seems to me to be what the common sense approach to this would be if we were to go back to that. Liz, thank you. Liz writes for a lot of
different publications and obviously has an important and interesting point of view on this issue for sure. 51 after on Good Day.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a modest respite from discussing some of the issues of the day. This is the music portion of the hour. And for fun, we go back to 1983 with the top five songs from this week in 83, starting with number five. And it's the... But who's the lead singer?
Chrissy Hynde,
that's the right. Back on the Chain Gang is number five. Go ahead, Richard. Right. It's a good pop music song.
Famous down at Rick Moffitt.
Back on the Chain Gang. I'd rather listen to this song than the song that was number four from this week in 1980.
I'm with you, brother.
It's big, quick work of that one.
But you know what? The guy's got his place. He's a genius.
Hey, he's done a very nice job for himself.
Genius.
But he and Phil Collins are both in the same book as far as I'm concerned.
Boring.
Lionel Richie was back in the Commodores, everybody admits you'll tap your foot to his solo stuff. But when he was with the Commodores, he was the bomb, baby.
Yeah. All right, the top three songs, though, are cool. Really good pop songs. Starting with number three, Duran Duran. Am I right? They had four, or was it five top ten hits, Kenny? Do you remember?
At least five.
Yeah. A good English band. They still touring and still around?
Oh, yeah.
Still around. Yeah. All right, Richie, you want to crank this up for a moment? Hungry Like the Wolf, number three. I think I first became aware of Duran Duran when they did the theme of the James Bond movie. That was, for some reason, that's the first
time. Slow to the boat on that one, man. That was really good.
That was recently, wasn't it?
Oh, no, I was slow on Duran Duran. Yeah, I admit to that. Yep. Wasn't slow on Culture Club, though, number two. I've always found this guy fascinating.
He probably likes you, too, doesn't he?
Yeah, I've always found him kind of scary.
Yeah. I told you, well, you know, I met him when I went to Uri and Megan and I, and Uri's wife went to a performance of, it was the show that sort of depicted Boy George's life that was playing in London. And then Uri was friends with him, so we met him downstairs. This guy is the weirdest dude you have. You can't imagine how weird this guy is.
I've seen enough.
Oh, my God.
From far away.
But you know what? He has what it takes to get make a hit record, as he proved any number of times.
He did. Yeah, records, I mean, did he really have?
Well, I
count two songs that I think of. This one,
I think it's four or five.
And Karma Chameleon.
I'll Tumble For You.
Oh, I'll Tumble For You. Good one. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, see? There you go. Always, when it comes to this, I always trust Kenny implicitly. Number one this week in 1983. I think if I hear this one more time on K-Earth, I'm going to stop listening to K-Earth. They've tightened up the playlist there. This is K-Earth is the supposed rock and roll classic hit station. They've stopped playing all the 60s music, playing just 70s and 80s music, and they've tightened up the playlist. I think they have 300 songs, maybe 350, and you hear the same ones over and over and over and over and over again. And this, I tell you, if it isn't for Charlie Tune, is the only reason I listen to that station anymore, Jennifer, because it's just so repetitive. And this song, the reason it makes me think of it is because this song is on every time I push the button. This song seems to be on. But, you know, it still is a bona fide pop hit.
You still have an oldie station in your city.
I know. You don't even have one. Washington. That was,
when did the 80s become oldies? When did I get oldies?
Yeah,
oldie?
Exactly. Well, but this is 30 years ago, Jennifer.
I know.
We had a classic rock station here in D.C., but they won't play Michael Jackson.
No.
It's rock, so there are no oldie stations here in D.C.
No. Anyway. So we were back to number five. Pretenders were number five. Back in the Chain Gang, number four. Lionel Richie, You Are. Duran Duran, Hungry Like a Wolf, number three. Culture Club, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? And Michael Jackson's Beat It, number one during this week in 1983. For your listening and dancing pleasure, this is Good Day.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and sausage.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatballs.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
With CudaSign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because CudaSign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. CudaSign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And CudaSign's secure cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval, saving you even more time and money. Don't think twice. Hit CudaSign now for just $1 per month. Go to CudaSign.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Have you heard of the Titanic? Have you heard of the Ark? Well, of course you have, but I don't think you've heard of this. An amateur built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Now, can you imagine these two accomplishments? One failed, one succeeded. But here's something that you can adopt to you and your life. Never be afraid to try something, especially if you are an amateur. Because quite frankly, you can build the Ark with the professionals in your field build the Titanic. It gives you the opportunity to expand. It gives you the opportunity to create. It gives you the opportunity to try something that's absolutely brand new. So what I want you to think about doing is I want you to take an amateur skill of your own. And I want you to take that and build something powerful, build a legacy, and then sit back and say, hey, I was an amateur and I did it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Money in the focus at 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. The money was, what is the old expression? Love makes the world go round. Not quite. No. Money. There have been a lot of people focusing on the economy. Some say it is slowly recovering from the depths of the Great Recession. Do you feel like you're better off? Here's the question. I love Ronald Reagan's question, right? Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Question, are you better off today than you were 6 years ago? Kenny, yes or no? Monetarily.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Am I? Well, not yet. But hopefully in about 4 months I will be. So how are you doing? That's a more important question. How are you doing? Remember when Ed Koch is, how am I doing? Question, let's change the preposition. How are you doing in terms of your recovery, labor market? Is it rebounding? We, I think, have figured out here that the real unemployment numbers are about 11%. So how does that make you feel? The recovery, there are better things, better signs, yes. I think some parts of the country have shrugged off the impact of the housing bubble. I know here in California, where I am, the prices are back up to where they were almost, well, it depends on where you are. Some places more. I'm not sure that's because of the recovery nationally or because there's so much Chinese and Russian money that has come into Los Angeles, especially in the real estate market. The prices that people, and also the third cog in that wheel is the number of Silicon Valley headquarters, not well, big offices. I don't think they moved their headquarters. But I've got over here about, see, over on Colorado, which is one of the main east-west streets in Santa Monica. There are at least four of the major companies from Silicon Valley, tech companies, that have relocated down here. Why they relocate down here, closer access to Los Angeles, well, I don't know, whatever the reason, but it has made the real estate prices in this market crazy. So the Russians, the Chinese, and the newfound money, the nouveau riche from the tech segment, have pushed housing costs here back up to where they were. Never mind 2008. They are beyond, in many instances. Four or five zip codes report housing costs that are just what most people would say crazy in terms of what the market is normally, how much your home may have gone up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so that's that. Where my farm is in Massachusetts, there is a demand, I'm told now, for property, for homes. There has been pretty slack action in the last 6 years or so. And so now, because Boston has the greater Boston area has a Silicon Valley sort of with Route 128, that area is seeing also a surge in new business. And so Framingham is a bedroom community. A lot of the communities around, especially to the east of 128, are seeing demand for housing, new stuff. So the value of the land and the real estate that's there has gone back up to at least 2008 levels. Well, not quite, but it's close. And so where you are, is it that you have seen, because the housing prices are really the first sign of an improvement. There are many regions in the country that languish. I thought just for the heck of it, Kenny, I'd go through some information on each of the states. Let me just tap into a couple of different states so that people can get an idea on what's going on. For example, the state of Alabama, the median sales price for a home in Alabama is $109,230. You know what the median sales price for a home in Santa Monica is? Take a guess.
Oh, it's got to be at least three times that.
$940,000.
Wow.
So there's a little bit. There's a sobering, depending on where you look, sort of thing. All right, let's see what's going on in Alaska. Median sales price for a home in Alaska, $261,479. Higher than elsewhere in many places in the country. Median sales price for homes in the country is $183,465. That's an interesting number, isn't it, huh? In terms of income, one-third of Alaska residents live in upper-middle-class households, defined as having an average income of over $75,000. Matter of fact, the average Alaska residents are making between $75,000 and $150,000 a year. That's way above the national average, but because they have to pay more to get people to come up there. The annual income in America has gone up from the average has gone from, I think it was 48,000 something when Obama came in, it's 54,000 something or other now. So that's a good sign. I don't know whether he's responsible for it or not, but you know, everybody takes credit. I'm just doing the A's. Median sales price for a home in Arizona, $183,465. That's up from $180,500 in 2008. 26% of Arizona's population lives in a lower middle class household. That means that they are making $50,000 to $75,000 a year in Arizona. That's not a surprise, I don't think. Do you think that's a surprise?
No.
No, I don't see that. Arkansas, average house, $119,000. Let's see here. Income, 31% of Arkansas's population lives in a low income household. Pretty much the same story. As we were talking about before, state of California, I told you that the price, median price around here was $900,000. Average price for a home in California is $370,000. That's well above, obviously, the median price. Let's see here. 27% of the state's population lives in households considered upper middle class. Back to that same $100,000 to $150,000 price. That's an interesting number in and of itself. Colorado, median sales price there for homes is $260,000. So That's more of an indicator of the health, excuse me, of the state's economy. Connecticut, average house there is $200,500. I think that's really the number that makes a difference, although you got to have income in order to pay for it. But growth is based on more than anything else how well the housing market is doing. Delaware, average price of a home there is $227,500. They have a great seashore community there. Florida, the average sale for a home there is $163,500, below the average. Let's see what the income is just for the heck of it. Unemployment rate is 2% higher than the national average. That didn't surprise me in Florida. Georgia, real estate prices there. Average home is $147,950, below the national average. So in the southern states, for whatever the reason, always seem to languish. Why is that? What is there about the South? Those of you in the South, what the heck's the story there? Hawaii. You want to know what the average price there is? Wait to hear this. Want to take a guess at this one, Kenny?
I wouldn't even begin to know where to guess.
$450,000, the average price of a home in Hawaii. And of course, you know, there's not a lot of land there, and everybody wants to be on the water.
Right.
A third of the Hawaiian population is in the upper middle class. Unemployment is way below the national average, which is something that you kind of expect in a state like that. Idaho, real estate prices there, average home $176,000. Again, it's a farm state, it's an ag state. In Illinois, average price of a home there is $145,000. That surprised me. But even when you weigh in Chicago, the rest of the state, if you get below Champaign, Urbana, it's not a great place to live. The farming areas. Let's see here. The cost of renting a home, the average cost of renting a home in Illinois is almost $1,000 a month. That's an average, which I find an interesting anecdotal number. We're going through some of the numbers. I can't get to all of the states. Average price for a home in Indiana is $136,000. See if I can give you a couple of more. In Iowa, the average price, the housing market there looks like it's pretty hot, up 7%. But that doesn't say much because the average price for a home in Iowa is $113,000. That surprise you? Under the circumstances, Kansas average price $162,000. So the southern states and the ag states have prices that are below Kentucky, by the way, $120,000. So anyway, having gone through some of that little food for thought, let's find out what's going on at the Fed. Many of you feel strongly about the Fed has too much control over the money policy. As a result, we get jerked around on the values of the dollar. Jessica Menton is a reporter who keeps her eye, and her mind on such things. And so she's reporting on the latest moves from the Fed in a moment here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99. Offer valid on SKU 300469, in-store and online, and $3.28 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is.
Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in. Comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Seven and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Joining us now on Good Day is Jessica Minton, who is at the International Business Times. She reports on global markets from the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. She's worked various television circumstances. She writes, quote, U.S. stocks skyrocketed Wednesday when the Dow Jones Industrial Average surging more than 200 points after the Fed dropped patient from its monetary policy statement. What does that mean, Jessica? Or what, I mean, other than the Dow Jones average going up a couple of hundred points, what is the effect of that word, patient, from the monetary policy statement?
Right. So thanks again, Doug, for having me on again. But patient is basically this rhetoric that the Federal Reserve uses. Back in December, when they had two policy meetings ago, they used a phrase considerable time, and then they changed that to patient then, kind of signaling that they were on course to hike rates sometime this year. So everyone was looking yesterday to see, okay, if they drop patient, that means they're basically setting the stage to hike rates as early as possibly June. They've already said they're not going to hike rates at their April meeting, but this basically means we could possibly see a rate hike in June. Now, that also doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to do it, but this means it's basically on the table to see some sort of hike in 2015, most likely.
So why would that push the Dow Jones average up a couple of hundred points?
Right, and that's an excellent question. So a lot of that has to do with market psychology. So in the markets, they basically anticipated and priced in that the Fed most likely was going to do this. And so this is actually a good sign, because the whole reason we're talking about interest rate hikes means the economy is growing healthier. And so if they were to not drop that statement yesterday, that means that the Fed would have been more concerned about the economy, and that means not hiking rates as soon as they thought. So that would have been, okay, wait a minute, maybe the economy isn't as healthy as we thought. But because they did, that means we are on a good track when it comes to looking at those jobs reports and other economic data out
but
there.
But isn't it in part the boost because they said, she came a yelling, came out and said, taking out the word patient doesn't mean we're going to be impatient.
Right.
So they feel like they have more time?
Right, exactly. So that's a great thing to bring up as well. So they dropped it so they can do this at some of the next few meetings, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they have to. So, and they always try to say they're very data dependent, meaning as long as they continue to see gains in the labor market and some of the other data that's out there, then that could put them on course. But that also helps them where they, if they don't necessarily say it, they don't have to backtrack if they immediately say, okay, we're going to hike rates. And then all of a sudden, if, you know, we get a bad jobs report out there, then they have to retract that, which they kind of had certain situations when Bernanke was Fed chair before, where they didn't want to lose necessarily certain credibility about that. So they're sort of, they're very careful with their language, but this is them saying, okay, as long as the economy still holds up, we will hike rates.
And the economy appears to be getting better, but wages are still stagnant. Is that going to hold things back?
Right, and that's something that has been going on for years. We really haven't seen any sort of strong wage growth when we are looking at the labor market, and that's something that they continually mention that they are seeing, but I don't think that's enough to hold them back from a rate hike, because they can't keep rates as low as they are forever. Eventually, they're going to have to go up. So, but that's still a concerning sign when you are looking at the labor market, because even though we do see the unemployment dropping, there's still other issues out there, especially wage growth.
Jessica Minton from the International Business Times talking about what happened on the exchange, the stock exchange yesterday, 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
She's very smart. She turned 39 yesterday. Hanging up with the jukebox blues. Good stuff. Movie music gets us started with movie news. As usual today, Chuck Curry is here to review the top box office draws of the weekend. See if there's any, nothing is any surprises, but we'll figure that out in a moment. First, though, we have our contest so that you can be ready for the drawing on Friday. We're giving away a trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. Lots of cool things happening there. You'll love the weekend that you spend there. You got to identify this movie, however, in order to be eligible for the drawing. As movie was the star in the movie is somebody that we all know and love. Turned 84 yesterday. You'll recognize his voice instantly. Here's the first clip.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Message?
None that I'm conscious of. Except, of course, happy birthday. Truly, the best of times.
No.
888-302-3684. Both voices you recognize, so that gives you a clue as to what the movie, well, you don't know the movie, which one in the series
that's
it is.
The harder part.
Well, let's see if we can hear another voice in here and get some rich Corinthian leather. Go ahead, Richie.
Of my friend, I can only say this. Of all the souls I have encountered in my travels, his was the most human.
Mm. All right. Remember what happened? They jettisoned Spock. Remember that from this movie?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here's the last clue. Got
to
have the.
You managed to kill just about everyone else, but like four marks, you keep missing the target.
All right. So how come we didn't have it?
Because it wasn't his birthday.
Would you say, Doug, okay, that his voice pattern has been the most parodied of any actor of all time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he.
Because you just go.
And he talks like that in real life.
I know.
Yeah, he does.
He does. Constantly
really?
Like this.
Hi, Jennifer. How are
Very
you?
Very dramatic.
You look magnificent.
Can you believe, Jennifer, he's 84?
Nope. I'm going to birthday dinner with him this week.
Really? Yeah, good. That's nice. He's a cool guy. All right, so now that we've got that taken care of, at least we identified his voice, but and I gave you the clue that probably gives it away with rich Corinthian leather without even having to hear that voice.
And also, he has another clue. He's a perfect actor for the phrase, thank God for stock options.
True.
In a number of ways. Okay, so what's the name of the movie? 888-302-3684. Right answer. Get yourself qualified to the drawing. The Broadmoor Hotel and Resort in Colorado Springs will be where you go. It should be a cool thing. Chucker's got the box office totals in a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Each wicker basket comes with a fabric liner and the design you choose. Then it's filled to the brim with free candy, chocolate eggs, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, peeps, and a free stuffed bunny, all for just $19.99. Plus, you can have a name embroidered on it for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Personal Creations Easter baskets are always a big hit with kids. And right now, these incredible baskets are only $19.99. Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and personalized, all for just $19.99. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 8000. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 8000. Personalcreations.com. 8000.
All right, Virginia is calling with the identity of the movie. Go ahead, Virginia. What movie is it?
The Wrath of Khan.
The Wrath of Khan, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. Shatner, Leonard Nimoy, and a guy who had a terrific voice and was a great, great actor.
Ricardo
Montalban in the ad for the classic Chrysler Seats. Yeah, right. All right, so Virginia, you qualify. Hold on a second and you get the information. Chucker, what happened at the box office this weekend?
No real surprises, Doug. Insurgent, the sequel to Divergent, did $54 million number one. Disney has a bona fide hit in Cinderella, $34 million in business weekend number two, $122 million in 10 days of release. Like I predicted last week, this film's going to have legs. Liam Neeson's Run All Night has not performed nearly like the Taken series, 5.1, just $20 million in 10 days.
Dark.
And Sean Penn said even worse, The Gunman, just $5 million in its opening.
Too much violence. People are reacting negatively to it enough already. Lighten it up.
TV's a lot better than movies right now.
Yeah, right. I mean, I like to see Liam Neeson in a movie, but the Taken ones are better than this just absurd violence. Chuck Curry, our movie man here on the Good Day program at 59 after the hour.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.